Many U.S. farmers are struggling to overcome a triple dose of bad news: trade disputes, low crop prices, and in some cases, flooding. In central Illinois, more farmers are finding new ways to make use of their land to boost profit margins and to help the public better understand where food comes from. GLT's Eric Stock explores the fastest-growing dimension in farming, agritourism.
Nick Anderson of Carlock comes from a family of entrepreneurs. The 40-year-old account manager at Dell Technologies is about to take his first deep dive into self-employment. He says he wanted a business where he can work the land. Anderson came upon 54 uninhabited acres for sale in rural Hayworth. The land features hundreds of species of trees, 5 acres of lakes, and an apple orchard. Anderson and his fiance, Desi Stevens, will soon open what they are calling the Hesed House. Hesed is a Hebrew word for love or goodness.
We picked that word because we feel like it encapsulates kind of our mission of what we want to do out at the land, is to just create a beautiful place.
Anderson and Stevens envision the site as a venue for destination weddings. The first wedding there will be their own on June 1st.
We were surprised that it was accepted, and then we kind of joked around and said, well, maybe if the closing, maybe if everything is done, like, we could be the first ones. And so naturally it kind of has progressed that way.
Yeah, and we're getting firsthand experience of what our future clientele will be going through. And I think for us, that's going to be invaluable in the long run. But it is a cool story. We're going to be the first wedding on our own wedding venue.
Stevens is 32. She graduates in May from Indiana University, and she will run day-to-day operations. The couple says this venture is more than wide-eyed romanticism. They see an untapped market for rustic-themed weddings.
There's a higher demand for outdoor weddings, and seeing that as an availability option for us is what made us want to go into this, too, because we want to provide that.
Anderson suggests you could look no further than Pinterest to see more young couples' desires to connect with the outdoors.
We've noticed the social trends of, you know, for a wedding, for instance, as enjoyable as they are, some people are tired of, you know, if I can just say, like a banquet hall hotel wedding. And there's a trend where especially the younger generation is enjoying being out in the country at a beautiful setting.
Anderson and Stevens say they want to tap into what appears to be an expanding appetite for agritourism. The Hesed House is one of just 3 proposals the McLean County government officials have been asked to permit in the last 6 months.
More and more farms, more and more agriculture is trying to connect food to the consumer.
Regala Scavuzzo is the local foods program manager for the Illinois Farm Bureau and director of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association.
And the consumer wants it. They want to get on the farm. They want to get to know what's happening with their food. But this is also a great value add to the farm. It's a great way for them to make an extra dollar and tell their story at the same time.
Scavuzzo says ag tourism has been around for decades, but the local food movement of the last decade has taken it to the next level. One way farmers have done that is through specialty crops. Illinois is the nation's leader in producing pumpkins, popcorn, and horseradish, and it's among the top producers of asparagus, cauliflower, lima beans, and sweet peas.
Most of them aren't exporting. Most of them aren't doing wholesale. So agritourism is how they move their products. So if it's an apple orchard or a pumpkin patch, they're looking for a way to sell their product, and getting you on the farm is actually the most economical way to do it.
Scavuzzo says ag producers are here to capitalize on that while also looking to dispel myths some have about the industry.
And they're looking for you to understand their story and how they tell their story. So it's a little bit of, yes, consumer demanding more, but it's also a little bit more of the farm saying, okay, let's open our doors and let you see what we really do.
Funk Farms in rural Shirley, just southwest of Bloomington, positions itself as the birthplace of commercial hybrid corn. Its rich history dates back nearly 200 years. And that's what drew Brian Bangert, a third-generation family farmer, to go to work there after college. He became their general manager in 2013.
One of the most difficult things for a family to do is to keep their farm in their family. And this family managed to do that. And the dedication to preserve that was really eye-opening for me.
The 2,500-acre farm also grows corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. And there's also a horse stable. Bangert says the farm has a history of inviting the public in, dating back to its corn husking contest in the 1930s. Now the farm wants to expand and build an annex to an existing Quonset hut. The 2,400-square-foot multi-purpose building would not only house Funk Farm's offices, but could be used for conferences, farm tours, and farm-to-fork dinners. Bangert says the farm already hosts 3 or 4 public events each year. The new building will let them expand greatly, though he says he understands it's a considerable time commitment, something in short supply for farmers during planting and harvest.
One of the hardest things for agriculture to do is to tell its story on our level, because we're incredibly busy. And it's hard to engage the public.
Bangert's efforts to engage the public are about more than just growing the business. He says the image of agriculture is under attack by what he considers to be misinformed health advocates who are trying to steer people away from things produced on the farm.
The research that comes out, it says eggs are bad for us, that eating too much protein and fat is bad for us. And the real data that exists out there that was suppressed is going to come to the light, and I think we need to be prepared for that, because protein, animals, and fats are going to be back. Butter is going to be back on the table.
Miska says the U.S. food system is too vast and complex to change overnight, but he will do what he can to use tourism to help develop those who will farm the land for generations to come. I'm Eric Stock.
The Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau markets its tourism to tour operators, which can bring in advertising dollars to a community. The Travel Industry Association ranks outdoor activities as the third most popular vacation destination behind shopping and family events.